What if you were known as the Chosen One? What if the world rested on your shoulders and it depended on you to save everybody from the evil Dark Lord? 17-year-old wizard Harry Potter feels the pressure when he doesn't have to just save the wizarding world, but the muggle world as well from Lord Voldemort in J.K. Rowling's book Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows, L'Exile of 980. The plot of the book would not have come together without the setting. Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows starts out at Harry's aunt's and uncle's house on Privet Drive. This house is where Harry was taken in as an orphan by his aunt and uncle when he was just an infant, and where the series first began. It is surrounded by an assortment of charms that protect Harry, as well as his aunt, uncle, and cousin, from the infamous Lord Voldemort and his Death Eaters. Harry may not have had many pleasant memories at No. 4 Privet Drive, thanks to his bully of a cousin, Dudley, but it was still his first home, and it is strange for him to be leaving, never to return, at the beginning of this book. The most important setting of the book would have to be Hogwarts, School of Witchcraft and Wizardry. This is Harry's second home, and this is where he developed his skills as a wizard, met his mentors, and found his close friends. It is here that one of the last Horcruxes is located, waiting to be found and destroyed, and where the famous Hogwarts battle takes place between Voldemort and his followers versus Harry, his friends, and his supporters. This battle determines who, Harry or Voldemort, will defeat the other and live. Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows creates a picture in the reader's mind through the use of direct characterization. On page 3, Voldemort is described as being hairless, snake-like with slits for nostrils, and gleaming red eyes whose pupils were vertical. He was so pale that he seemed to emit a pearly glow. The reader can picture the eerie, frightening figure of Voldemort with this description. On page 559, J.K. Rowling portrays Aberforth Dumbledore as having long, stringy, wire-gray hair and beard. He wore spectacles. Behind the dirty lenses, the eyes were a piercing, brilliant blue. Here the reader can imagine a wise and experienced man. Aberforth may have looked a little dingy on the outside, but something greater is inside this wizard who helps Harry during a pivotal moment. I would rate Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows 5 stars. I enjoyed the abundance of action and suspense within the pages of this book, and just like the previous 6 books in the series, it was a well-written book with rich language and superior character development. I felt like I was right there with Harry, battling the Death Eaters, journeying on his quest to find and destroy Horcruxes, and witnessing the epic battle at Hogwarts. Through Rowling's eloquent storytelling, I stuck with Harry until the very end.